Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we'll talk to a Vietnam combat medic about his experience with the VA, and we'll find out about veterans employment and an upcoming job fair. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
April 22nd is Earth Day. One of Minnesota National Guard's continuing priorities is to advance an environmentally sustainable infrastructure, from building standards to protecting and enhancing the land that our soldiers train on. Our Camp Ripley environmental team does a great job on environmental stewardship on Earth Day and every day. It's that constant attention to preserving our natural resources that have made Camp Ripley a training destination for both military and civilian organizations. This state-owned resource is one of the Guard's best resources for training our competent and ready force. April 22nd is Earth Day. One of Minnesota National Guard's continuing priorities is to advance an environmentally sustainable infrastructure, from building standards to protecting and enhancing the land that our soldiers train on. Our Camp Ripley environmental team does a great job on environmental stewardship on Earth Day and every day. It's that constant attention to preserving our natural resources that have made Camp Ripley a training destination for both military and civilian organizations. This state-owned resource is one of the Guard's best resources for training our competent and ready force.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now is Bob Neisser, who is a combat medic in Vietnam. Bob, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Good to be here, Tom.
Bob, you've lived in Minnesota for a long time, haven't you?
67 years, my whole life.
Your whole life. And when did you decide to go in the military, or were you drafted?
I was drafted in 1968.
Into the Army?
Into the Army.
And went to, where'd you do your boot camp?
Fort Campbell for boot camp, and then Fort Sam Houston for my AIT.
And that was the training to become a medic?
Yes. Is, I think, a 10-week training. So,
and I understand something really good happened 3 weeks before you left for Vietnam.
Right. I got married to my wife, and we're still married after 47 years. So
she's putting up with you all this time.
Yeah, well, that's tough, but she's done a good job so far.
Well, that's great. Now, Bob, tell me, you went to boot camp, you went to training to be a medic, and when did you get your orders, and when did you go to Vietnam?
As soon as I got out of AIT, I got my orders for Vietnam. So I came home, got married, and then 3 weeks later, I was in Vietnam.
And where were you stationed out of in Vietnam?
It was up by Wei Phu Bai. I was a field medic, so I really wasn't in any, as a rule, any base camps or anything. We're out in the field. We go out for 30 days at a time, come back in for what they called a stand down. Get a shower and change your clothes and
rest up a little bit.
Yeah, well, the next day we're out, back out again. So it was a small rest, but yeah, every 30 days we got a shower. You know,
well, that was pretty good.
And a change of clothes.
So, what outfit were you assigned to?
The 101st Airborne, the second of the 506. I was a leg. I wasn't airborne. I was the first leg drafted into the airborne. The week before, they lost a lot of medics, so they didn't have enough airborne personnel to fill the spot, so I got drafted in.
And how long was your tour of duty in Vietnam?
I was there 14 months. I extended for 2 months to get an early out, so if you came back with less than 5 months to serve, they didn't reassign you.
So then you could get out of the service earlier.
Christmas Eve of 1969. It was a really good Christmas present.
And you're smiling like you still appreciate that one,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah, yeah. You couldn't ask for a better Christmas present than that.
Now, Bob, I know you were involved in a lot of battles, and you were out on a lot of out in the woods a lot. I don't want to talk about that too much, but they were using a herbicide over there when you were there called Agent Orange.
Right. They'd fly over in the planes, drop the chemical out, and within a half an hour, all the leaves were off of the trees, you know, everything. And then we'd go in there and we'd set up camp that night and we'd sleep in it. You know, we had to know that it wasn't too good for us, if it'd kill a tree in a half an hour.
But nobody's probably thinking about that.
No, what we were thinking about was before those leaves came down, there might have been snipers up in those trees.
So we thought it was useful to go in there and clear out some sight and be able to see what you've got.
Well, yeah, it was a case of this is what it'll do for me now. Maybe somewhere down the line it'll hurt me, but when you're 20 years old, you're more concerned about the here and now, not the future 40 years from now.
So. Survive today and make sure you Correct. Can see where the enemy is or see where they aren't.
Right.
So they were using that all over Vietnam, and of course today we know that Agent Orange was a problem for anyone that was in country.
Correct. You know, the closer you were to it, the worse it was. But even like in the Air Force, just handling the chemicals, they have problems there from Agent Orange too. So it really affected a lot of people.
Yeah, they're even working on the brown water and the blue water Navy because they cleared a lot of the shorelines from the rivers and it flowed down the river and out into the ocean. So,
correct.
And a lot of those airplanes that they dumped that herbicide out of, the people who were flying on those airplanes were real close to it as well.
Sure. So and they are having problems with that. And I don't think that was discovered originally. The first I heard of Agent Orange was probably 40 years ago from the problems with it. But recently they have expanded it to find that there were other occupations in the military where it was affected, like I say, like the Air Force, that just for handling the containers.
We're speaking with Bob Neisser, who was a combat medic in Vietnam on Minnesota Military Radio. Bob, I know this 14-month tour was a long tour, but being a combat medic, you were probably one of the guys they really wanted to have around.
Yeah, the medic is a very popular person, and everybody was told that you learn his name. You don't call him Doc. You don't call him medic. You call him by name because the Viet Cong and the NVA know what Doc means, and they know what medic means. So he said, so everybody call him Bob.
So Doc was a target.
Right. We didn't wear the cross on the helmet because that would have just made a target for him, so.
And, of course, all the guys in your unit wanted to make sure they were friends with you in case they needed you.
Everybody was friendly to the medic, yeah. anything you wanted, they would do for you.
And I'm sure you patched up a lot of guys in that 14 months.
Yeah, I did.
Did you ever see any of them after you came back home?
Not ones I patched up. There were a couple people that I was in the service with that a couple of them dropped. Came up here and saw me, and I went and saw a couple of them. But the last time I've seen any of them was probably 25 years ago.
So it's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
But I'm sure there's probably a whole pile of them that remember Bob, the guy that fixed them up.
I'm sure there's some of them. That's that's what I try to remember, the ones that I did help and not the ones I couldn't help. So,
Bob, we're going to take a short break here in about a minute, but... And when we come back, we're going to talk about your experience with the VA mm-hmm. and the help you received from Disabled American Veterans. But when you first came back from Vietnam, did you approach the VA back in those days?
Yes, I did. It was probably 40-some years ago, and I got a notice that everybody with Agent who had been exposed to Agent Orange should check in with the VA. And I went and checked in there, and the building was a dump. It didn't look like any kind of a hospital that I could think of. And I didn't think I was treated that well there. And
that was about four decades ago.
Right. And I decided at that point that I would never again go to the VA.
Well, Bob, we do have to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk about your recent VA experience because I think it was substantially different than what it was 45 or so years ago.
Yes, it was.
We're speaking with Bob Neisser, combat medic from Vietnam on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jim Kellogg, commander of the Minnesota American Legion. This coming June, over 800 high schoolers will travel to Minnesota Boys State and Minnesota Girls State. They are premier programs in Minnesota for hands-on learning about grassroots democracy. The students will create their own parties, elect their own legislature and state officers, and become better citizens of our great nation. Please join the American Legion family still serving America. Contact us at mnlegion.org. That's mnlegion.org.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been speaking this with Bob Neisser, a combat medic from Vietnam, on Minnesota Military Radio. And Bob served in Vietnam 1968-69. And we were talking about his time over there as a combat medic. And at the end of the last segment, Bob, we talked about the fact that you went out to the VA, and 40-some years ago, you weren't very impressed with that place, and even though you got that notice to go out there and talk to him about Agent Orange, you went about your business.
Right. I was not at all impressed. It was kind of like, well, what are you doing here? You don't have any symptoms, you know. Like I say, I was just going there just to check in because, you know, that's what I'd been informed that I should do, so.
Now, I understand that in the last year that for some reason you wanted to go back out to the VA. Well, how'd that come about?
Actually, I went to my normal doctor. I had pains in my back and my arm, and I was told that, well, the back was just because I'm getting older, and the arm was because I didn't use it enough. So about, I waited about a month, went back again. It was still bothering me, and wanted some x-rays taken. Well, they really didn't want to take x-rays, but I also had problems with my head, so they took an x-ray of my head and found out I had brain cancer. After that, then they took other x-rays. I found out that my back and my shoulder were for bone cancer, and I also had lung cancer. And I went in back to the doctor. The first doctor I went to just told me to find a priest or somebody to counsel me because basically I was just going to die. And I mentioned the Veterans Administration, and the doctor says that the Veterans Administration is very good. He said they've gotten a bad rap in the news, but it is a very good place. So I went to the VA. They immediately put me through the emergency room, and I spent 3 days there. They ran test after test after test. I had doctors lining the hallway. At one point, there were 14 doctors and eight people and assistants standing in the hallway outside of my room to come in and talk to me. All I can say is about the VA is it's been fantastic. The nurses are all very, very pleasant and efficient. The doctors, I've been very happy with all the doctors, especially compared to, none of them told me that my back is from because I'm old, and my broken shoulder is because I don't use it enough.
Now, did you have to go through the process of filing for eligibility with the VA?
Yes, we did. With the DVA.
Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota helped you?
They helped me. They did. Came out to the house, filled out the paperwork, and got it all in.
Found a copy of your discharge, your 214.
Oh, I had all that, and I had gotten my medical records. So everything was done, and I think it was November 30th is when I got approved through the VA, October 30th, and then by the end of December, everything had been approved. So
you went through a quick claims process. DAV helped you. Found out that
they helped me a lot because the first time I had talked to somebody, they said it was a six month process. And they got everything done for me within less than, it was probably 3 weeks.
And because you were in Vietnam in a combat medic and exposed to Agent Orange, they presumed that a lot of the things that were wrong with you were caused by
Correct.
Agent Orange?
They're all things that have been associated with Agent Orange, all the different forms of cancer I have. So
you're pretty happy now with the VA and with the Disabled American Veterans for helping you.
I'm ecstatic with all of them that if I hadn't gone to the VA, I would not be here tonight. If I had continued to go to the doctor I had.
We're speaking with Bob Neisser, combat medic from Vietnam on Minnesota Military Radio. So, Bob, you've been out there and Met a lot of doctors and nurses. The VA Medical Center out by the airport is a pretty nice facility, isn't it?
It's a very nice facility. It's takes quite a while to learn your way around it because it is so huge. But the everything, the nurses are all fantastic. The doctors have been fantastic. They've got volunteers all over the place. If you walk in the door, you look a little bit lost, there's going to be a volunteer coming to tell you where to go or if you need any help. For shuffling the wheelchairs around, there's volunteers all over the place to bring your, well, I was in there for 3 weeks or 3 days. They always had volunteers there to wheel me to all the different tests I had to go through.
Well, Bob, they must be doing you some good. They're keeping you going. You look pretty good today.
Well, I'm actually in very, very good shape considering the cancer. But what they've been concerned about is quality of life and extending it. And
they've included you in those discussions to find out what you wanted to do.
Right. Because originally I went in, I thought it was all over, and I thought I had a month or two left to live. The doctor I met with convinced me that I should try to go through chemotherapy and to try to extend things, and that hadn't been my plan, but then I did, and I've been going through chemotherapy since. I've had six sessions of chemotherapy. I went through radiation. The main thing they were concerned about, my quality of life, and with the brain cancer, that was the first thing they really attacked, just to keep my thought process straight.
Yeah, it sounds like they've done a pretty good job. You're talking well today. Good days and bad days.
For the most part, I have good days. If I get a little tired, you'll notice it. But for the most part, I can carry on the conversation now.
Well, Bob, I'm glad they're helping you out there now. There's probably a lot of our friends, Vietnam veterans from back in those days, that had the same experience you did that 40 years ago. They maybe didn't like the VA. What would you have to say to them today if they've still delayed that and haven't gone out and met them?
That they don't know what the VA is. The VA is just a fantastic place. They, like I say, the nurses, the doctors, they're all very competent. I had met one guy down there, I think it was my last chemotherapy, where he lives in Iowa. He wasn't service connected, so he has to basically through his insurance pay for everything. He drives every 2 weeks 140 miles from Iowa to go to our VA up here. Now he's got closer VAs down there, or he's got just regular hospitals and clinics he could go to. And he doesn't. Every 2 weeks, he drives 140 miles each way to go to this one.
So he's pretty happy with the care he's getting there, too.
He is extremely happy with the care he's getting there to drive that far. Every other person I've talked to, they'll tell me that, well, that nurse is really nice, and or this person does that, and it's all positive.
There's a lot of good people out there.
Yeah. Everyone I've seen has been good, so I'd have to, from my perspective, it's 100%.
Well, Bob, I want to thank you for joining us today, and I hope that your treatments out at the VA help you and gives you a good quality of life for a long time.
I hope so.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Tom.
This is Bob Neisser, combat medic from Vietnam on Minnesota Military Radio.
Today's Yellow Ribbon Company spotlight is Capella University. Capella is committed to supporting service members, veterans, and their spouses as they progress towards their education goals. They set a high standard of support and appreciation to military-connected students within their community of faculty, staff, and alumni. Capella also participates in the Department of Defense Yellow Ribbon GI Enhancement Program, which offers educational benefits to veterans. Capella University has been a Yellow Ribbon company since September of 2010 and is honored and proud to be making a difference to service members, veterans, and their families.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In this segment, we're going to learn what American Legion Post 39 in North St. Paul is doing to help veteran employment and the upcoming job fair. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Chaletot.
A little over 5 years ago, I was given the honor of continuing my service to veterans through appointment of Minnesota's Commissioner of Veterans Affairs. This came after completing 7 years as the state's adjutant general, TAG if you will, during a time of extensive deployments to Iraq, Afghanistan, Bosnia, Kosovo, and on. My personal experiences as a Vietnam veteran and as TAG has helped me understand what it takes to bring our men and women all the way home. The Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs exists to serve Minnesota's veterans. I'm extremely proud of our staff for carrying out this mission, for our 5 incredible state veterans homes, and to more than 20 programs and services we oversee. Thank you for your service.
Thank you, Commissioner Shalhoub. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs is Dave Bellify, who is the Director of Education and Employment. Dave, that was a pretty nice message from the commissioner today.
Yes, it's always good to hear from my boss and also to be here with you, Tom. Thanks for having me back again.
Well, Dave, you brought in a special guest for us today, and his name is Ken Giannini, and he's from the American Legion Post 39 in North St. Paul. And Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Ken, I want to get into your background a little bit. I understand you served in the United States Army.
Yes, I served in the United States Army from August of 69 to March of 72, a Vietnam-era veteran.
And where did you serve?
I was stationed in Fort Meade, Maryland, Heidelberg, Germany, and then home.
Some pretty good duty back then.
Yes, very good duty.
Well, then you got out, and did you join the American Legion the next day?
Actually, no. I was a little involved trying to find a job, had a family, kids. Didn't think about joining the Legion for a while, but eventually I did.
And I understand you worked for many years for the Minnesota State Fair.
Yes. I worked in marketing and public relations for the State Fair for about 26 years.
And they've got a nice program over there every year now, the Military Appreciation Day, and it's a lot of fun. We go over and do some shows from the State Fair, and I'm sure you helped put a lot of that stuff together in all those years you were there.
I've worked with the veterans, yes, on a couple of Veterans Days prior to that, and then I've been at the fair on Military Appreciation Day for the Legion.
That's a great day at the State Fair.
It is a nice day.
Now, Ken, I understand after you retired then, you got pretty active with the American Legion Post 39.
Yes, I noticed that they needed a public relations and special events person, so I volunteered. The post is only about a half mile from my house, so
pretty
and
convenient.
I was looking for something to do. So,
all right. And then how did you meet Dave?
Well, I met Dave when we decided to do this event, and I needed some expert help on veteran job fairs, so I went to MDVA and talked to Dave.
And we'll get to that in a couple of minutes. Now, you were telling me before the show that you and some folks at the Post got together and were talking about how can we help veterans.
Yes, we have a family meeting a few times a year, and I was looking to do a benefits event, and the auxiliary was looking to do a job fair, so we kind of merged the two events. And that's what's happening on the 23rd.
And Dave, when he came to you, was this first time for the Post, I'm assuming. What kind of help did you provide?
Absolutely. This was the first we heard, and it was great to hear from Ken and also from the Post and the leadership at the Post. I went there with myself and Jeremy Wolfsteller from the American Legion, and we met to talk about what to expect at the job fair, who we could potentially invite for the job fair, the outcomes that they're looking for, and as it expanded on to the career fair and benefits fair, I think we really have a good lineup going, and I think the Post is doing a good job.
And Ken, I personally haven't been to American Legion Post 39 in North St. Paul, but you must have a pretty good size hall if you're going to hold this there.
Our hall will hold about 400 people. It's a good size hall.
That's a great one.
Yes.
And how big is the Post? How many members?
About 580 some members.
So it's
good size post. This is an active post.
Active, vibrant post, doing
yes.
A lot of good things for the community.
Definitely.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit now? When is this event going to be?
The event is Saturday, April 23rd, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at American Legion Post 39 in North St. Paul.
Saturday, April 23rd, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Yep.
At the American Legion Post 39, North St. Paul. What's the address on that?
2678 East 7th Avenue, North St. Paul.
7th Avenue. Everybody should be able to find that one.
Right. It's right off of 36 and Century.
Now, how's the reaction been to this? Have you, how have you been doing in contacting the employers?
We've had some good reaction. I started out by going to the Hiring Our Heroes event at the Excel Center and talked to quite a few employers. We've ended up with 13 employers that will be at the event looking to hire veterans.
We're speaking with Dave Bellify from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Ken Giannini from the American Legion Post 39 North St. Paul on Minnesota Military Radio. And we've been talking about a career fair and benefits expo that will be held at the American Legion Post on Saturday, April 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, these employers, can you run me through how's that working?
Sure can. We've got 13 signed up right now with Anderson Windows, Cargill, Comcast, FedEx, Hy-Vee, Mall of America, Minnesota Central Bus Company, Prudential Financial, St. Paul Police Department, Saputo Foods, Treasure Island Casino, U.S. Post Office, and First Student Bus Company.
Ken, this is kind of a big job. Did you know how big a job it was when you started?
Not really, but there are a lot of employers out there who are interested. It's just finding the time to do the event.
Are you still looking for some more employers if they want to come in?
We've still got room.
Okay, now for the veterans that are looking for jobs, how are you communicating to them that this job fair is open?
We've put posters up. We've got working through all the Legions, VFWs, got the word out to them through MDVA's network, American Legion Minnesota network. We're trying to get the word out and through this radio station.
So, Dave, I'm assuming that he's set up this career fair and benefits expo along the lines of some other ones you've helped with.
Absolutely, yeah. And Ken has done a great job and really took the advice that we laid out for him and how to work with the employers. And specifically, we want employers who are seeking veterans and have positions open. So those are the questions that we put to Ken to visit with the employers as they're coming in. I know companies such as Hy-Vee are opening different stores throughout the metro. They are hiring right now. And the list, as he mentioned, most of those employers I've worked with, and they are seeking veterans in different positions.
And apparently the post office and the police department are looking for a few good men and women, too.
Definitely.
All right. Now, Ken, what can a veteran expect when he shows up that day?
Well, when he shows up, he should bring his resume with him, obviously, and we'll have the employers. Then we also have some colleges will be there with their programs, classes, and veterans services that they provide. And some state and agencies will also be on hand.
Can you run, Dave, do you know the agencies that are likely to be there?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is part of the realm that I'm in is we're bringing in the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development, otherwise known as DEED, and we'll bring in one of the DVOPs, which those individuals work directly with veterans out in the workforce centers. So my connection with Jim Finley and his group in the state, we will also have county veteran service officers there. We'll have MDVA staff for claims and benefits, as well as education. So I think we're pulling together a really good team on the benefits side, and the employers who we have coming are also very solid.
Now, Dave, last time we had Jim on, he said he had, over at DEED, he had some people that could help translate military experience into words that civilian employers would understand. Are they going to be there to help with that and help with the resumes as well?
Absolutely, and that's the DVOP staff that I mentioned who are out directly on the workforce center. So one of the DEED DVOPs will be attending the part of the expo.
So that's the benefits expo portion of this day, because you'll have all those agencies in there, and it's really more than a job fair. It's for veterans to show up, and they can likely get help with just about anything they need, sounds like.
Absolutely, yeah. We want to cover A to Z on the benefits side, so they're aware of all of the agencies, be it county or state, and if they're seeking employment, we have those employers who are standing by for them as well.
So once again, this Career Fair and Benefits Expo will be at the American Legion Post 39 over on 7th on Saturday, April 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Ken, you must have lined up a bunch of volunteers to help.
We have. The auxiliary will be there. Members of our post will be there. One thing I didn't mention, we're also having a kids area. If mom and dad come, bring their kids. We've got an area for kids to play, read, play games, color, so that mom and dad can talk to the employers and not have to worry about the kids.
Ken, it's from 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. Do you have some refreshments and lunch available?
Yes, we'll have our kitchen will be open. If somebody gets hungry during lunchtime, or as I said, the kitchen will be open.
So there's a dining area in your post.
Yes.
Sorry, once again, I haven't been over there yet, but I'll get over there, Ken.
Great.
We'll check it out. So once again, tell us about the event, the date, time, and all that.
Saturday, April 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at American Legion Post 39 in North St. Paul.
And you're welcome for any of our veterans that have issues and want to look for some information on benefits, and any of our veterans that are looking for a job.
Definitely. And their families.
And their families. And if there's some more employers out there that hear this and they're looking to hire some veterans, they can just get a hold of Ken Giannini at the American Legion Post 39. He's the public relations officer, and he'd be glad to fix you up so you can come over there and find a way to hire some veterans.
Definitely.
Gentlemen, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we'll do a recap on this career fair and benefits expo. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been visiting today with Dave Bellify, the Director of Education and Employment at Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and Ken Giannini, who is the Public Relations Officer for American Legion Post 39. And we've been talking about a career fair and benefits expo that will take place at the post on Saturday, April 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Ken, you're all ready for this event. It's coming up pretty quick.
We're all set. Been working hard on it. We're ready to go.
And have you enjoyed working with Dave?
Oh, definitely. Dave's had a lot of information, and when we met at the post, I managed to get him to join the post. So
you got him to sign up?
Got him to sign up.
Dave, you got to, what happened over there?
Yeah, no, that was very good. It's ironic. I recently had moved to Oakdale, and the post is literally about a half a mile from my new home. And I was meaning to get over there, and I all of a sudden get a call from Ken at the post to talk about a career and benefits expo, and one thing led to another, and he did a great job in recruiting me there. It's a nice post.
And Ken, this is the North St. Paul American Legion Post 39 on 7th. For those listeners that have never been there, tell us about your post.
We are about 580 members strong. We're open to the public. We serve lunch and dinner weekdays, Monday through Friday, and everybody's welcome to come out to our post.
They got a large hall for meetings.
Large hall for meetings, wedding receptions.
And as their public relations officer, you're inviting them all over for lunch.
Inviting them all over, come on over for lunch.
Good for you, Ken. Now let's get back on and do a little recap now. Once again, Saturday, April 23rd. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., you're doing a career fair and benefits expo, the American Legion Post 39. And Ken, the career fair portion of it, you're going to have employers in there for?
We'll have 13 employers. Another about four or five colleges will be there, and several state agencies to help with benefits for veterans that have problems or questions.
And Dave, just to recap, the agencies are going to be there, going to be able to help veterans with what type of issues?
Absolutely. We'll have benefits and programs and services, essentially, from Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, assist with claims if needed, or have questions on claims, or have questions about any of the pre-existing kind of conditions that are out there. We will also have county veteran service officers there as well as individual from the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development, or DEED. He's the DEVOP representative, so he can assist with resumes and the whole process with that.
And as we've said many times on this show, if a veteran has an issue directly related to a medical problem from his service in the country, The way to start a claim is to visit with your county veteran service officer. They process the claim, get it moving, and then you can move on to the veteran service organizations to get some help with that claim to make sure that you've documented it correctly and it's being examined properly. So on that day, on the Benefits Expo portion of it, if you've got some issues, come on down to American Legion Post 39, North St. Paul on 7th, on Saturday, April 23rd from 10 to 3, and you'll have an opportunity to meet some employers, and you'll have an opportunity to meet some agencies to help with any issues you might have. Ken, we just got a few seconds left. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
No, I just want to invite them to come on down American Legion Post 39 and join us on Saturday, April 23rd. We'd love to see them there.
Ken, congratulations on being proactive to help our veterans and both on their with their careers and the benefits.
Thank you.
Dave, any final thoughts for our listeners?
Post 39 is a wonderful post, and Ken has done a great job in pulling all of these resources and these employers together. And these employers are there to hire veterans, and I think that's the key thing. So folks, bring your resumes if you're seeking employment or if you have questions about benefits. Stop on in, and we'll be sure to take care of that portion as well.
And if it's a benefit issue, it might be well for them to bring their DD-214, their discharge certificate.
Absolutely. The DD-214s are handy. And again, state agencies, county agencies will be there to assist during that whole time from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
Dave, Ken, thanks for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you for having us.
That was Dave Bellify, Director of Education and Employment for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and Ken Giannini, the Public Relations Officer from American Legion Post 39, North St. Paul. And remember the date for the Career Fair and Benefits Expo, Saturday, April 23rd from 10 to 3. Joining me now is Ralph Huesner, the Public Affairs Officer for the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. Ralph, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom. Good to be with you again.
Now, I understand the director's out and the acting director's out as well today.
Yes, Director Patrick Kelly is still on assignment at the regional office, and Mr. Thielen, the acting director, is on travel.
Ralph, I understand that the VA Secretary, Robert McDonald, visited Minnesota recently, including a stop at the Minneapolis VA and the regional office. Can you tell us about that visit? What was the purpose, and how did he spend 2 days here?
It was a rapid-fire visit late March. Just as way of background, since McDonald took office, he's visited over 250 VA facilities. He was early on concentrating on facilities that had major challenges. Fortunately, Minneapolis, we have not, but he still wanted to visit our facilities in Minnesota because he is on a mission. He's on a mission to transform the VA. And if I could say just as an aside, he is a very interesting individual. He doesn't have to work. He was a CEO at Procter & Gamble. He is on a mission, and his mission is to make the VA system an improved system that offers the best care. So what he did here in a matter of 2 days, he came to the regional office in St. Paul, held a forum with employees, over 300 employees there, came to the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, held another employee forum, 300 staff were here. He also met with leadership and seven congressmen and U.S. senators. The purpose was to educate and motivate people on what the VA transformation is all about. For us, this means improving access to care for veterans, making sure they get in a timely manner. So it was fun to see him. He's an inspirational guy, and as I said, he is committed to do what is right for veterans.
Now, Ralph, I understand some of our veteran service organizations were over there as well.
We had the Commander's Task Force met with him up at the St. Cloud VA. I believe all nine of the service organizations were represented. A number of other stakeholders, I think a few county veteran service officers also were involved. He tried to interact with as many stakeholders and veterans as possible in a short period of time. McDonald is a sharp guy. I attended a briefing session, and he absorbs information, he interprets information, and he does an excellent job of communicating the information. We held a press conference here with four or five reporters, and he is a very polished individual. So I don't think he needs a lot of support.
Well, I hope he enjoyed his visit.
I think he did. I hope he comes back, but a lot more pressing activities or challenges in Washington, D.C.
That's a great report, Ralph. Now, we'll get back to the VA. Are you offering any new clinical services?
I'd like to mention two quickly. something that we started about a year ago. It's called Mohs surgery, M-O-H-S. It's a form of a dermatological surgery on the skin to treat skin cancer. The surgery itself has been around since the late 1930s. A physician at University of Wisconsin-Madison developed it. It's a very technical surgery where they take off a thin slice of skin one at a time, evaluate it to determine if there are cancerous cells. So in addition to having the surgery suite, there has to be a laboratory adjacent to it. In the lab, they do the analysis of the slides. They continue to remove a layer of skin until the skin is cancer-free. Why is this important to veterans? High incidence of skin cancer in veterans. Two reasons: skin exposure, melanoma, and also exposure to Agent Orange in Vietnam. So we see a lot of skin cancer. The other type of surgery we are doing now in-house is bariatric surgery. This is a form of surgery where they reshape the digestive system to limit the amount of food that is eaten and digested. Bariatric surgery is part of a comprehensive weight loss program. We now have on-site two bariatric surgeons. So both of these surgeries, highly technical, requiring highly skilled physicians, we have on our staff.
So these are new clinical services to the Minneapolis VA Medical Center.
Very new. Mohs, about 10 months ago, and bariatric surgery within the last 9 months.
Ralph, we just got a couple minutes left. Any special events on the horizon?
I'd like to make a pitch for May 23rd. It is the annual research day in VA. Here in Minneapolis, we're going to have researchers available with posters. They can we'll talk to veterans and staff. So if veterans would like to come and talk firsthand with our research experts on PTSD, TBI, cancer, and many other conditions, they can interact one-on-one, ask their questions, and learn what's happening in VA research. May 23rd in the afternoon, 1 to 3 p.m.
And, Ralph, I think you've got another event coming up on May 18th.
May 18th is what we call the VA 2K. 2K is about a mile plus. It's a walk around the facility. This is the sixth year we've been doing the VA 2K. It's nationwide. It actually began here in Minneapolis with what we had called what we called the VA 5K, a 5K walk and run. Proceeds, donations of canned goods for homeless veterans. We take the donations down to our homeless shelter in downtown Minneapolis. So staff participates. We get several hundred of our staff participating. The public is welcome. Veterans are welcome anytime on May 18th, the VA 2K.
So, Ralph, are you going to walk in the VA 2K?
I've done it every year. I used to be able to run it. Now I walk it.
Okay, Ralph. Any final thoughts for our listeners today?
I think spring is here in Minneapolis, and if you are near the facility, you'll see that there is always construction underway. The latest construction is on the third floor. Our new pain center has opened. We used to be on the fourth floor, but we did a major renovation when we moved the C&P clinic over to the Whipple building. The old C&P, that's an acronym for compensation and pension, has been replaced by the comprehensive pain clinic. Offices, clinic, therapy gyms, third floor in the S corridor. Veterans are welcome to come and see.
Very good. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Tom.
This is Ralph Huesner, the Public Affairs Officer for the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. Now, one mention today, congratulations to the Minnesota Warrior Disabled Veterans hockey teams. They recently won the national championship for both the A and B brackets of the USA Disabled Hockey National Championship Tournament in Fraser, Michigan, from April 7th to the 10th. We applaud them on their hard work and their camaraderie. To learn more about the Warriors, go to mnwarriors.com or listen to the podcast of their recent interview on minnesotamilitaryradio.com. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Bob Neisser, Ken Giannini, Dave Bellify, Ralph Huesner from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System, Commissioner Larry Shelotto, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we are live at the AUSA Veterans Business Conference at Target Field. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at minnesotamilitaryradio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at Minnesota Military Radio.com.